Do you love pantomimes, that magical British theatrical tradition where comedy, music and fantasy collide, where men dress as women, women dress as young boys, heroes battle villains and audiences gleefully cheer the good characters and boo and hiss at the bad ones? Soon we'll have the opportunity to experience one of the best right here in the city of Moreton. Let me introduce you to Rhonda Binney, the president of the Brisbane Performing Arts Challenge and director of Santa and the Seven Christmas Fairies. Good morning, Rhonda.
Hi, Debbie.
Rhonda, before we chat about the pantomime, I'm interested in learning more about the Brisbane Performing Arts Challenge. What exactly is it and how does it help young performers develop their skills and chase their dreams? It sounds like you do more than just run a competition, right?
That's right, Debbie. BPAC is committed to bringing as many hands-on experiences to young and upcoming artists and creatives. We offer scholarships in acting and also six different genres of dance, as well as troupes events for dance. And we produce shows like those coming to Bribie Island in order to give young and upcoming performers and creatives the opportunity to learn within a professional setup. Brisbane Performing Arts Challenge celebrated 20 years this year, and we're continually trying to develop new ideas and projects for the Australian performing arts industry to assist with education and development. It's quite a challenge in itself as the world changes so quickly now in the age of technology.
Yes. Santa and the Seven Christmas Fairies will hit the stages of Brisbane State High School, Bribie Island Recreation Hall and Nambour Lind Lane Theatre just before Christmas. We hear you've got a star-studded cast. What can you tell us about how these performers bring the magic and humour to that Christmas production?
Debbie, we're thrilled to have Australian legend of the stage, Jackie Love, playing a lead role in our show. And the pantomime will also be featuring Sophie Perkins, who has most recently been seen in the national tour of Pacman production of Jersey Boys. Sophie is originally from Brisbane and she's now based in Sydney and has had a remarkable professional career so far. So we're really happy to bring her home at Christmas time for this fun production. The role of Mrs. Claus will be played by Sheree Lang and the role of Santa will be played by James Rogers. All of the professionals will mentor the junior cast and production team throughout the 2 weeks of the project while engaging the audience in lots of fun and interactive performances and gags. It truly is a fabulous family event that we hope will become an annual tradition as pantomime long has been in the UK and North America in the festive season.
This is all very exciting stuff, Rhonda. We'll just take a quick song break and then we'll be back with more after this.
Great.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Rhonda, taking a pantomime on the road with a big cast must be quite a logistical challenge and one that we're happy to say that you've taken on board. What are some of the behind-the-scenes hurdles coordinating performances across three different venues?
Great question, Deb. There are quite a few rules and workplace expectations for everyone involved, so we're very lucky to have a professional team assisting with the production side of things. And for this, I'd like to acknowledge our awesome stage manager, Ailey McLeod, and our production manager, Kieran Serrato from Levy Systems. These two are responsible for getting the sets and props from storage to each of the venues and setting up, and then making it all run smoothly for the performances. The junior backstage assistants are also being mentored and they will be learning the ropes for the production from these two. Parents will help by transporting their young performers to each of the venues. And we're also happy to offer the local Bribie Island Rotary Club the opportunity to run the canteen as a fundraiser, which helps us, but it also helps them and supports the local community while our show is in town. In Nambour, this will be run by the Lind Lane Theatre volunteers and support their local projects.
Oh, Jackie Love is playing Lumina, Queen of the Fairies, in the pantomime, but she's also presenting a Christmas show as well, isn't she? Can you give us a quick peek at performance history of Australia's entertainment legend and tell us a little about the show that she'll be presenting?
Well, for those of us who are of a certain age and over, Jackie was certainly a household name in the 80s and 90s as one of Australia's leading entertainers, and then into the noughties when she played in some of the biggest musicals in the country, like Singing in the Rain with Todd McKenney. Jackie has performed all over the world with people like Sir Tim Rice, Sergio Mendes, John Denver, Sir Cliff Richard, Peter Allen, and she was the special guest star in Australia and America to Hollywood legend Sammy Davis Jr., who said of her, "She's destined to be a very big star." And that's exactly what happened. In her show for Bribey Island, Jackie will have a variety of Christmas songs and will also have a few numbers with backup from the young performers who she is mentoring in the pantomime show. Jackie's really committed to nurturing the young and upcoming talent in Southeast Queensland since she made the move to Brisbane several years ago. So she's putting together a really lovely playlist for the show in Bribey Island.
Well, Rhonda, now that we're ready to bring our best boos, hisses and cheers to the pantomime, Santa and the Seven Christmas Fairies, can you tell us again where we can see it as well as Jackie Love and her Christmas show?
Yes, we're bringing both shows to the Bribey Island Recreation Hall at Bongaree on Saturday 21st of December, right in time for the family celebrations in the week of Christmas. The pantomime's at 11 a.m. and Jackie Love Presents A Joyful Christmas is on at 7 p.m. They're both approximately 1.5 hours long, and you can purchase tickets priced from $25 to $35 for the panto and only $35 to $45 for Jackie. These are available on trybooking.com, and all you have to do is search BPAC, capital BPAC, and or Jackie Love, and you'll be able to choose which show you'd like to book for. The same applies to tickets for the Lind Lane Theatre in Nambour, which is on Sunday the 22nd of December, with the same times, 11 a.m. for the panto and 7 p.m. for Jackie Love.
Thanks so much, Rhonda. Put those dates in your diary and get ready to be entertained in a big way. Rhonda Binney, the president of the Brisbane Performing Arts Challenge and director of Santa and the Seven Christmas Fairies, keeping our community connected. If you'd like to catch the interview again, go to the 101.5 website and search podcasts.